Great plan.
Thank you.
All right, so hello everyone. Welcome to this first edition of our Lightning Talk series, in which I host our ambassadors who will share about their favorite technology. Today's topic of discussion is Apstra AOS, a tool that could help you design, deploy, monitor, and maintain your EVPN VXLAN IP fabric. Christian will tell you all about it. My name is Melchior Almans. I work with Juniper as a consulting engineer, and my guest today is Christian. Christian, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. Welcome, everybody. My name is Christian Scholz. I'm a senior network consultant working in Germany for Telonic, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about Apstra today, how you can use it, how the dashboard looks like, and why it's awesome.
Excellent. So before we get started, I have a couple of suggestions for housekeeping. If there's any questions while we're on the way, please put them in the chat. Please go on mute, because that makes it easier to follow for others. And if there's any questions, we'll try to answer them at the end of the talk. If there's too many questions, we will answer them on the in the data center community on community.juniper.net. Without further ado, Christian, take it away.
Sure, we'll do. Let me share my screen. So I hope my screen is visible now.
Yep, we see a nice IP fabric topology.
Perfect. What we're looking at here is basically an EVPN VXLAN design in EVNG. So what I've prepared for this session is we have our Apstra server on top here. We have a out-of-band management network that we're using, small DHCP server to give our VQF access a DHCP address in the out-of-band net, and a management station that is this Windows PC that we have right here that I'm going to be using to access the Apstra dashboard and basically configure the fabric. I want to start with a little poll here. Maybe we can launch it because I'm curious if you already use automation tools in the data center for your fabrics, or if you're just using the plain CLI.
What is your favorite tool, Christian?
Well, it depends on the size. For smaller ones, I'm still very fast on the CLI, but I would say starting from 4 to 5 devices, maybe I'm getting used to Apstra more and more because it makes so many things easy. All right.
Let's go ahead.
Let's call this one a tie. Okay. So what I've done here, once you start up your dashboard, is that you'll be greeted with basically your blueprints. As you can see, I have created this super awesome Supreme Data Center virtual network here. And once we click on it, we are presented with our dashboard for this fabric that I have created. But I want to start a little bit earlier in the devices section, because this is all prepared. We only have 20 minutes, so I had to prepare some things. If you're starting with a new fabric and you're starting to deploy that fabric, the first thing that you're going to do is, you think a little bit about the design that you're about to use. Are you using 2 spines? Are you using 4 leaves or 20 leaves? Do you want layer 2 only or layer 3 services? And depending on that, you later on, I will show you that, decide what blueprint, what template to use, and what devices to use. Because Apstra is an intent-based solution. So what makes it different to other solutions is it's not looking at the point like, I have this type of device and I want to build a fabric with it, but it looks at your whole organization and basically asks you about the intent. So what are you trying to achieve with this, and helps you monitor and troubleshoot it, set it up. It makes a lot of things easier. As you can see, this is a 2-spine 4-leaf design that I have used here. And I basically started with only the management interfaces And that was everything that I had. And then I basically did all of the rest via Apstra. Apstra is extremely intelligent and helps you a lot. It even tells you where to connect which leaf. So yeah, you even get a physical, like a list of the physical connections that you have to do. You can give it to your data center guys and say, okay, if you put this into the racks, this is where you need to connect the fibers to. And the first thing that you usually do is if you boot up the devices, you have two ways of getting the devices into Apstra. One is called the on-box solution. The other is the off-box one. Since we're using the VQFX, we have these off-box agents here. And what I did is basically I've created this off-box agents. I put in my management network, select the Junos platform, and then basically present it with the username and password, the initial one. If you don't have a minimal template already deployed to the devices, there's already also the possibility to do this via ZTP. Either if you have your own ZTP server, you can use that, or if you have the need to get a ZTP solution, Apstra is also offering that as a separate VM. So there's even the possibility to let Apstra do all the ZTP stuff and then basically onboard the devices. And once you've done that, you will immediately see what platform is this. In this case, it's a Junos, it's a Juniper VQFX. You will see the version. If I would have physical QFXs here, I would also be able to do operating system upgrades through Apstra, which also helps a lot because you don't need to jump to all of your devices and upgrade them one after another, but you can do this all via the Apstra dashboard here. And I think that if you have a large topology, I mean, this is a relatively small topology. It only has two spines and four leaves. So you could do all of that via CLI, but imagine it gets bigger or you have multiple fabrics that you're dealing with and that you need to interconnect. Then you want a controlling system like Apstra to help you with that. And once that is done, you basically start by creating a blueprint. Just give it a name and then you select a template. And this is what I said in the beginning. You think about the design first. So is this just a layer 2 super spine design that I want to use? Or do I need a collapsed core, a layer 3 collapse? Or do I want to use MCLAC? That's the decision that I still have to do because I have to tell Apstra the intent that I'm using. You can also create your own templates. If you go through the templates and figure out, okay, this is not what I want, you can also create your own templates. But maybe we can do that in a future session that would steal too much time. So what I did is basically I've created this blueprint yesterday in order to save some time. And once it has been created, if you jump into it, you basically start at the staged tab on top here. And then it basically shows you, okay, in this case, you have two spines, you have your four leaves, and now you start to build that fabric in Apstra. So you say, okay, for my overlay and underlay, what AS numbers do you want to use? Apstra has a lot of things that it has already predefined. And if you don't like that, you can, of course, create your own private range. I've basically selected, okay, I want to use the private AS numbers that are predefined. The same for the leaves. For the loopback addresses, I've used the 10/8. You can also use the 192.168 or 172.16, or you have your very own space. That's up to you. These are the options that you still have to think about. Apstra helps you a lot, but you still have to do a little bit of thinking and making that decision. But once you've done that, Apstra will take care of the rest. The next would be, and that is what I mean with intent-based. With Apstra, you don't say, okay, I have a QFX and I want to run the QFX. But with Apstra, you start and say, okay, I need, let's say, 6x40 gig in my spine. And in the second step, you select the vendor and you select what device model you want to use. So in this case, it's defined in the template. This is a 7x10 gig spine. And the VQFX matches this interface mapping, so I can use the VQFX. If it would only have, let's say, 6 ones, it would not come up here and I couldn't use the VQFX. So that's the second step, is to select the vendor. Because the cool thing about Apstra is we know in the data center, it's not always single vendor. So Apstra is a multi-vendor tool. And yeah, from everything I've heard, Juniper wants to keep it a multi-vendor tool, which makes this the golden nugget. You want that. And once you're done with it, you basically go to the uncommitted tab. And on top here, you see we have no changes. You can commit the changes and leave the rest to Apstra. And also in the stage part, I will go over these things here. You can create virtual networks that you deploy to your fabric. So everything that you would normally do on the CLI, then copy and paste to all the leaves, you can do all of that in Apstra, and Apstra takes care of, you basically select the leaves that you want to run this on, and Apstra will take care of the rest. And what I mentioned before, if I go to the links tab, for example, I have a full list here now. What speed, what is the connection in this case from spine to leaf? So the endpoint one would be spine one, the endpoint two would be leaf one, and I'm connecting from XE000 to XE000. I don't have to think about that. Apstra decided that for me. So now I only need to go to the data center and connect XE000 on spine one to XE000 on leaf one.
We have a question.
We
can do only system stanza for Genos devices. Is that a limitation, or do I miss something?
No, as far as I know, you also have that for the other vendors, but I'm just showing and selecting this for Juniper because I have it here in this topology. But I know that there is a lot of stuff going on with Cumulus, with Arista. But I've only tried the Juniper stuff so far.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and color this a little bit. So basically, I'm connected to my leaf one here. Let's go ahead and actually kill a link. So I'm basically disabling one of the links from the spine to the leaf. And once I've done that, Apstra will start to notice that. So Apstra will warn you, okay, you can see it right away. There is a cabling anomaly. Later on, it usually takes a bit of time. It will also tell you, okay, there's an interface down that should be up. And also there is a configuration deviation because I went to the CLI and did this manually. So this is nothing that I've triggered via Apstra. So Apstra says, okay, something's going on here. You need to look into that. And if I go to this cabling anomaly here, I can click on it. Okay, that's a little bit small. Maybe I can try to make that one a little bit bigger. So as you can see, it would expect to see the spine one on XE000, but the actual reading is nothing because I've disabled the interface. So that's basically the anomaly that Apstra detected. And if we wait a little bit, we will soon start to see the other anomalies. There you see the config deviation. I could also click in here and compare the configs and then immediately see, okay, what's the difference? What did someone maybe configure because he didn't know better, or he was not aware of that you're using Apstra and started that on the CLI. And so as you can see, this is a very easy setup, and this setup took me I would say like 10 minutes to deploy at max, which brings us to the second poll, because I'm also interested in how long does it take you to set up your data center. Let's assume you already know the intent. How long does it take you to put the config on all the switches, do the ZTP process, and basically bring that fabric to life?
In the meantime, while we wait for the results, we have another question. Is alerting via SNMP traps? Because it immediately showed that the link was down. So is that sent from the switch via trap to the AOS server, or?
So Apstra is monitoring the devices with, I think I can jump into that. This is basically this, the analytics part. Okay, so most of you say 5+ days. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. around a week's time to deploy.
So basically, Epstra itself is doing some health checks. So it checks the LLDP neighbors. It checks the operational status. That is something that Epstra checks for itself. So I don't need an extra SNMP monitoring for that. I think part of it is SNMP, part of it is NetConf, and you can also use telemetry. But Epstra takes care of that. So you don't have to configure that. Once you deploy the fabric and you say, okay, these are my devices, Epstra will monitor them for you and basically show you now everything that is wrong with it. So also, as you can see, we now have the two cabling anomalies because the link, since I shut it down, it's down on both ends. So it will see that as two anomalies, but on the interface side, it's only one. And it will also tell me, okay, there's something wrong in my routing table because it's expecting to see stuff on that link, but the link isn't there. So let's go ahead and re-enable it. There we go. And usually this is relatively fast. This is a virtual environment now, so things can take a little bit because it's another virtualization layer on top of it. But yeah, you can, as you can see, the cabling anomaly immediately disappeared and the rest will soon start to also disappear and become green again. You can deploy it on KVM, which is basically what I did inside the EVNG, which makes it relatively easy to play with it because with EVNG, as you know, it's relatively easy to set up this stuff. Also, we have the Juniper VLabs. There's also the Epstra AOS topology that I use from time to time. So if you say, okay, I want to try out Epstra, I want to see what it can do, you can also go to the VLab section and you basically have the servers and the resources already deployed for you. If you say, okay, I don't have a server myself and I can't deploy that because even this demo Epstra takes 64 gigs of RAM. And if you want to run some QFXs on it, it can add up.
Question, can we say that Epstra is just for fabric setup and management, or it has some added value like Cisco ACI do with EPG? I'm not familiar myself that much with
ACI. Me neither. I would say it's, once it's for the initial setup, but also for the continuous monitoring and health checking of your fabric. Because I can jump to the... Let's jump to the topology again. What I can also do is I can define my servers here and it will also monitor the links towards my servers. So I can tell it, okay, this is, let's say, a 10 gig link to the server. And it will also check that. Is it reachable via some virtual networks that I have defined, via virtual gateways that I have defined? Is my fabric in a healthy state or is there something wrong? Because usually I know that from the before Epstra time or from relatively smaller customers, something breaks and you have to figure out what exactly is broken. And this might look obvious, like, okay, there's a link down, but trust me, if you're troubleshooting, you can even miss that. And that's the benefit that Epstra brings because it will not only help you to set up all of that, but it will also continuously check, is everything all right? Is your BGP looking the way it should look? Because if you're dealing with multiple fabrics and multiple customers, you can start to overlook these things. Of course, you can also always go to your CLI and check, okay, what is it that Epstra has deployed? It's not stripping you of the CLI. You can still check it. As you can see, the VQFX has a lot of interfaces. So let's jump over them. And there you can see basically, okay, it deployed some VLANs via Epstra. I called this one customer one. Some LLDP options have been set. The BGP, everything on the BGP side is what Epstra has deployed based on what I told it to do, like what we did before, what AS numbers to use, what local addresses to use, what loopback addresses to use for the peering. And that is basically, Epstra is also using templates for that and deploys it to your fabric.
What is the bare minimum one would need in order to get started? In the beginning, you mentioned the management interfaces. So I guess management is the only thing you would need to configure, right? And then basically provisioned by Apstra.
Exactly. What I did, I mean, you can also go to every QFX and give it an initial IP. You can do that. I simply deployed a VSRX as the DHCP server, put that into the management network, and yeah, all the devices got an address, and then I could use the discovery with Apstra. And then everything was basically up and running. And then I defined, okay, I have this two spine four leaf topology. I want to run that. This is a layer two only one that I've selected. And then I basically said, okay, these are my spines. These are my leaves, IP, this and that. These are the AS numbers that I want to use. And then I simply hit deploy and that's it. I have created a fabric. And in the past, it was like, okay, I need to look up the templates and then I need to deploy to all of the boxes. How can I access all the boxes? I mean, to be fair, I could also SSH into them once they have an IP address, but it requires a little bit of time to do that. And like I said, this is a relatively small fabric. I think everyone working with EVP and VXLAN knows, okay, this is relatively simple to set up if the device number is relatively small. But as soon as you start to scale, you want tools like Ansible or Apstra or basically automation tools that help you to deploy and maintain these fabrics.
How to get started? I think it sounds really interesting and I want to get my hands on it and play around with it. You have your whole lab set up, but how would someone get started?
Well, the easiest way if you want to try it yourself is to go to your Juniper account manager and ask him, okay, I want to experiment with Apstra. Is there a possibility to get my hands on that image? Or if you say, okay, I want to start right away, you simply head over to the VLabs and then start to deploy the Apstra AOS fabric conductor. All you need is a Juniper account, but I'm sure all of you have it already. And that would be basically this setup. You can select this in some varieties. One has the fabric already set up, and one starts with the one that I did yesterday with basically naked fabric, no wires, and you can deploy everything yourself.
I guess we have one last poll left, right?
Yeah, correct.
And I think that is really interesting to see what the answers are there. Coming back to the previous poll, 5 days, what would you say currently would take you to deploy a fabric like this? Let's say you have it all cabled up, it's erect and stacked in the data center, and you have your AOS server running. How many days would you need to deliver me a working IP fabric?
If everything is cabled up, you said? If everything is cabled up and I know my intent and I have basically said, okay, these are the IPs that I want to use and stuff like that, I would say, yeah, let's do a little break in between, maybe 6 hours. It's completely up and running. Putting everything there is the longest part. If I use the predefined things, that's what I did yesterday. It was like 10 minutes or 15 minutes at max. So longest part was dragging these interfaces and cabling the stuff. So
yeah. Aside physical cabling.
Okay, so a lot of you actively look to improve your data center. That's cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that it's really a trend going on now, right? Moving away from L2 in the data center, provisioning IP fabric with EVP and VXLAN, maybe even stitching it to the host using CRPD or any other routing stack on the host. So I think this is great. This is, I think, a very solid introduction as well. Is there any other things you want to cover today?
No, I think for the rest of it, I mean, it's a very, very big topic. I could fill days with it, going over all the different options that we have. And we all know the devil is in the detail, right? So, that was basically a brief introduction. And if you are interested in that, feel free to reach out to us over the community.
There's one last question before we wrap it up. So the question is if, and I assume, is AOS supported as EVE NG image, or is it bridged and running outside in a VM?
No, this one is basically Linux. So it's Ubuntu below the extra AOS. So I basically deployed a Linux Ubuntu image, and this way I have extra in EVE NG. But yeah, for the next EVE NG version, there is a template predefined for the extra. Yeah.
All right. Then with that, Christian, thank you very much. I think this was really interesting. It was a great first introduction. So if there's any other questions, please ask them in the community. So you'll find that at community.juniper.net. Questions specifically to this lightning talk, please post them in the data center section. We'll be posting a new event coming up soon, in a new lightning talk. For now, thank you very much, Christian. Thanks again. And sure. I'll see you all next time.
Yeah.